Tony, what kind of glasses are all drinking out of?
Where's the picture?
On Twitter, but
The Twitters.
it's
Looks like a Pilsner glass.
okay. Is it just called? Okay, I thought there was like a fancier.
That's just a Pilsner glass. Maybe there was a fancier name, but.
Yes, which would make sense because I think it's. I turned it around because I didn't want to give them free publicity, but it's a not a Blue Moon. What is that other beer that everybody drinks that has oranges? Crap, what is Shock Top.
Shock Top, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Mediocre.
But it was nice because this was back when, what was I going to say? This is back when I used to go to this beer store, and every time you bought like a six pack, they'd give you a free glass. So it helped to, like, I would just pick out ones that I didn't have to help build up my library. So it's nice to kind of actually drink beer now and be like, oh, actually use something that fits. Like each beer is supposed to have like a special,
A special shape to the glass that accentuates the flavor,
yeah,
that
and then each
particular.
type of beer has, like, yeah. There we go.
I will say I almost drink every beer that I drink out of snifters, because it's kind of like the catch-all.
Yeah, I do mugs just because they're convenient. But yes, I've been trying to be more proactive in actually doing the ones that they tell you to do. Like, I actually
Yeah.
Googled this today, like, which one should I drink this out of?
Drink it out of the can.
No.
No, you never drink it out of the can.
No,
I
nobody
know
drinks out
that.
of the can. What's wrong with you, Jeff?
They're
I
good
don't know.
out of the
Bo
can.
bottle is okay. Can is not good because cans affect the flavor on the way
Bottles
out.
affect the flavor worse than cans. Look it up.
Oh, they don't.
Look it up.
But this is why I don't
Look
drink
it
out of
up.
either. I mean,
Like, all right, I drink out of a glass almost exclusively.
don't isn't there something with the glass? Like if you store it in glass, right? It doesn't hold as
So
well.
if you store it in glass, a lot of the old glass bottles were clear and it would let the light in, which overheats the beer inside. And then with cans, like it used to be the case that the actual aluminum from the can would affect the flavor of the beer.
Yeah, you would get
But
like a
they've solved
really.
both of those issues. Like most of the time you get beer in a bottle, the bottle's like dark glass. And then with
Right.
cans now they seal the inside. The trouble is like you're drinking on the metal when you're drinking out of the can and it's affecting the flavor.
So
So
pour it out of the
pour
container.
it out of the container.
I do. I pour it
I
into
was
my
gonna say.
mouth.
I was gonna say
No,
this would have
pour it
all been
into another container, Joe.
All been
Belly.
interesting discussion on the actual show.
We're recording.
We
They can hear
are
all of this.
recording.
There's been no introductions. I mean, I guess it's a cold open. So I'm
Yes. Which
cold, the
I
coldest.
should find out what episode we are. Way to come prepared, Chris.
Yeah.
5:44. All right. Welcome to the Perfectly Sane Show, 540, episode 544. I am Chris, as always, joined by Tony. I am not prepared tonight.
Welcome to the cold open.
Yeah, about beer.
About beer.
Earl is here.
I got nothing to add except, check out the office. yes. You know that underrated show on Peacock? If you know what Peacock is,
I do.
it's a bird, right?
I assume that's what most people probably think it is.
Jeff is here as well.
Drinking out of the can. That
Do
tastes of
burning
metal.
his beer.
Do you know what peacock is, Jeff?
Yeah.
Nobody knows what cock is.
Sure.
Cock.
What it's the app that has the that has merch she wrote and Matlock on it.
Matlock, yeah.
And what was the other one? Sean has a Little House on the Prairie.
Is that the one with Golden Girls? No.
No, Golden Girls, I think, is just on, it's on Hulu, I think. Yeah. So, yep, that's what you should go watch on that. Certainly nothing new. That's untrue. There's new stuff there. I haven't watched any of it, though. Yeah, so we are back. We played some games this week. Jeff and I played a brand new one. Tony continued to struggle with Outriders.
Oh.
Significantly less.
Okay, just as an aside, before we start talking about video games,
yeah.
Nobody video games. This was a bad decision. This is really sugary, which again is not surprising based off of what it was, but I got it because people were really curious as to, I saw it on, I don't know how, I think I've mentioned before, I ordered beer from some place called Tap Room,
mm-hmm.
which is a service that, I mean, it's still good to New York and it delivers, yada, 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 not important. But yeah, so beer as I saw is, it's not Dunkaroos because that's copyrighted. It's Drunkaroos.
Oh, God.
It is a beer that is very reminiscent of the 90s snack Dunkaroos. And this is what the actual can says. It is made with Imperial Cream Ale brewed with cookies, vanilla frosting, natural and artificial flavoring. And I thought it would be sugar in a can. Very much sugar in a can. So.
That sounds delicious. I think I would enjoy that beer.
Okay. If you want
send,
to diabetes.
Send it my way, Earl.
If you want diabetes.
I like diabetes. It's my friend.
The price I did.
Too, don't you?
The price
I'm working on it.
It is 8%, so it is strong.
Oh, that's strong.
You know, I never had Dunkaroos.
I'm drinking an 11% beer right now.
Well, you're a very special boy.
I am very special.
So what is the what's the name of the beer, Earl?
It's called, it is from Grouse. It's from, wow, well, Great South Bay, and it's called Drunkaroo Birthday Cake Imperial Cream Ale.
Huh. So I thought you said Drunkaroos, and so I was trying to find it, but all I came up with was Dunkaroos.
Yes, which apparently was a one that came out last year, and it seems like this kind of copied that.
Yes,
I kind of feel bad for them.
Yeah. Well, so you're not enjoying your sugar in a can.
I am not enjoying my sugar in a can, and the price side is I bought two of them, so.
Oh no!
It's fine.
There's a brewery down in Maryland called Deschutes, and they do this like series of call them pastries. It's like they're pastryarchy, and all of the beers are themed to like really sugary stuff, like cinnamon buns, and like it's really good. I love it.
Are these the people who do the donuts?
No. Although that would be an awesome pairing.
Yeah, you would think that would make sense.
Like, they did, like, a brown ale that was called Mexican Hot Chocolate. It was literally, like, a brown ale that was, like, chocolate and, like a little bit of heat in there. It was pretty cool.
That's it. That sounds good.
Jeff's like, no, these are not beers.
God will not forgive us for any of
this. I was going to say, this is very Jurassic Park. You spent so much time wondering if you can. Yes, but.
That's why you gotta stick to drinking just like Miller Lite out of the can.
No.
Let's not say something we can't take back.
Right.
I don't think.
The can has more flavor than the Miller Lite does. Come on. Might as well just eat the can at that point.
Oh, this is even worse out of the can. It's like all the sugar settled to the bottom.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
I was just, because like the glass I have is a 12-ounce and it's a pint, so it's more than that, so I've just been pouring it out. And Jeff mentioned, I'm like, let me see how, if this tastes better out of the can, and it's just like all the sugar.
All the sediments.
It's just like settled in one location and it all hit me. But yeah. But yes, I guess video games are also a thing we talk about here.
Sometimes.
We need to get this episode started so that Earl could go to the hospital and get his stomach pumped.
Get some good beer. I will say one of the positives about ordering this week is, I did not realize, but when I order, because I order so much, they usually throw in a free beer, which is, I mean, it's only one beer, but it's still free. And they also now give a free beer for having being vaccinated for COVID. So I got two free beers with my order, which, to be fair, I spent $100 with them. So
they could spot you the two free beers.
Yes. Right. I always feel like they're judging me, though, because they drop off. Because I ordered a 16 pack and a 12 pack. And I'm just thinking, this is all for one person. Like, they're probably, is he throwing something? Nope. This is just. Granted, this is going to last me for the next 2 months or so.
Maybe. Sure.
Okay. It's going to last me about a month, but.
This is my problem. Like, I like beer. The more I have in my house, the more I will drink. So the key is to just not have too much.
Yeah, but mostly it's because of the movies I do. So I always try to have enough for the movies, which tends to be between 5 and 6.
Right on.
And then the rest of it, I try not to drink as much during the week. So that's my compromise.
I try.
You drink as much during the week?
Sometimes you don't succeed, Jeff.
No.
How often do you succeed, Jeff?
Usually 2 days.
It's good to start.
You know, when you're hungover and you're like, oh, I can't fucking deal with this. I'm just going to not do this.
I did not grab my beer out of the fridge, so.
Oh, no. Mistake. It's a grave error.
Yeah. More for later, I guess. But yeah, video games. We played some. Jeff and I played baseball.
Yeah.
MLB The Show 21, a Sony Santa Monica game. We played on the Xbox.
Yeah, for free.
Pretty cool, or pretty, like, I don't know, strange starting off a game on Xbox and you get that, like, Sony.
Really weird, yeah. And logo, like, yeah. Like, they've also, like, created, it's almost like a Marvel type opening. That where they give the logo for PlayStation and has like their other properties inside it.
I did not notice that.
Yeah, it's really weird. neat though, that this game is there
for free.
Yeah, it's a baseball game.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know what to even say about it because, like, I'm sure it's not like anything. You know, I'm sure it's basically the game that was around last year. I just don't typically play these that much, so it is kind of like, I don't know. It's a really good baseball game, so, like, I'm impressed and all excited about it, but it's like, yeah, it's like being excited about, like, a Madden, like, yeah. People kind of know.
What mode are you guys playing? How are you playing it?
Chris?
I have been playing Road to the Show, which is like their RPG type thing.
Mode.
Yeah. And mixing that in with, I think it's something called Diamond Dynasty, which is basically their what is the one with the Madden cards and stuff, where you unlock packs of cards. It's like that type of mode, like where you build a team based on the cards you have. And only because I've read, the only reason I'm even playing that mode though is because you can take your created player and put that onto your Diamond Dynasty team and help improve your stats that way. And evidently it takes less time to do it if you're doing it in Diamond Dynasty mode than it does in Road to the Show. which is really dumb. Like they compat, like they you can get stats from both and they'll upgrade you, but so they compound on both, so you're always gaining. But evidently the requirements to get certain perks and stuff are less in Diamond Dynasty than they are in Roads of the Show. So I was like, oh, well, I want to upgrade my character so that, you know, I can eventually get to the, you know, major leagues, because you start out in Double A. Yeah, it's that game, though. It's a very good baseball game. They run, like, there's a wicked tutorial that starts out the game where it's like, how do you want to bat? And there's like four or five different options. And then how do you want to pitch? And there's like four or five different options. And
oh God, is still doing that?
Yeah, yeah, I think, well, that was cool. I liked it.
Which is nice.
I tried it all out.
Yeah, because like I did not want to, like, everything I've heard about the new pitching system is terrible. So like, I just want the one where it's like I pick my pitch by pressing a button and then I position it like using the arc or whatever, and then my guy throws it there.
Are you like using the meter thing?
No, it's, I don't think it's a meter. It's just like, you know, like, oh, I want to throw a four seam fastball, so I press A, and then I pick the spot. Really? I pick the spot on, you know, wherever I can throw it to, and then I press A again, and then my guy will go through his wind up. And
I've always used the meter.
Yeah, well, it sounds like Chris is probably using like the easiest of the options.
I'm using the one that I remember from like from like the PlayStation 2 era when I mostly played baseball games.
I think the last show I played was the one where the Cubs won the World Series, so like probably 2017 or whatever, or yeah, or 2016, I don't know. But I remember, like, I want to say I remember using the pulse type on that, which is pretty easy once you get used to it. But I went with the meter this time. I'm a meter man.
Yeah, you
are. The thing about the meter is, like, it's exactly how you describe, Chris, except then when you throw the pitch, like,
you have to time
it. You gotta do your typical sports meter thing. And boy, does that thing, like, on the downswing, when it comes back towards the thin little accuracy bar, it goes fast. Like, it is very easy to miss, you know, your accuracy. But, you know, I kind of, I don't know, you get used to it, you get better at it, but also it's sometimes good to miss the accuracy in a way, because it's like, it kind of helps
you become less predictable.
Yeah, it helps you vary up your pitching, in my opinion, where it's like, oh, maybe you'll miss the strike zone a little bit this time, even though you wanted to, but get the guy swinging on it. Like, so I don't know. I'm sticking with it. It is, like I said, it's fast on that downswing. And then also, like, as the game goes on, I don't know if it's, like, based on who you are facing or your pitcher getting tired or whatever, but the speed of that meter changes. Like, it varies throughout the game. Sometimes the meter just moves very fast altogether.
It's probably based on your player's stamina, because that does pop up on mine where it's like, your guy's getting tired.
Yeah. Well, like, once I start to see, like, their energy getting low and stuff, like, even if they're having a good game, I start warming people up and stuff. I want to say I've seen it go crazy, even with, like, my bars being pretty good. But, yeah, doing that. And then batting, I'm probably using the simplest batting, which is like directional batting, and just like kind of point the stick where you want to hit it, kind of, and just then you know, like, then you hit like, A or X or B, or
right? I guess the, just like contact, regular, or power hit. Yeah, that's the
like
one.
Very basic batting, like, which is, I think, you know, I'm sticking with that as well, because I find the batting to be really hard as well. Like, I find the pitching and the batting to be hard. So, it's just
funny, because, like, I think you have an achievement for getting, like, six strikeouts in the first three innings. Like, I haven't got that one yet.
And well,
I have always found batting in that game to be really hard.
It is.
It's so hard.
And it's so funny because so the night it came out, I was playing it while the game was still not completely downloaded. About, you know, they have like the opening game you play as like the Dodgers or whatever. And in that game, I got like 7 runs. I was like, oh, you know, I'm awesome at batting and the pitching's really hard. And that's why I thought it was going to be like, I don't know why that's not how like, my first impression went. And then like, as I went on and like, as I got off work the next day and started playing again, I'm like, holy shit, the batting's hard. Like, I just have a lot of trouble putting together a good inning. Like, you know, sometimes you'll hit it right out of the park, but like just putting together an inning where you're like getting multiple runs and getting people on base and stuff, like sometimes can be very hard, which is like not helpful for the mode I'm playing.
So what are you playing?
I am playing March to October.
Okay.
Which is like the
Key moment season.
Yeah. So like opening day, for instance, like you play that game, but they start you in like the 6th inning. And you know, you'll do that and then it'll simulate a couple games, like 3 or 4 games, and then you'll get to your next thing. And it's like they switch up what they want you to do. It'll be like, you know, play this game as the, you know, the second baseman, and like you just play highlights of what that like that second baseman batting or fielding, then it'll simulate a couple games, then it'll be like, you know, hang on to your 1-run lead, you know, in the 8th inning, and like they make you just play through the game.
So you have like goals
in the 8th inning. Yeah, it's just like they're just like set up different scenarios for you.
Got it.
In each game that you play. I did not like it at first. Like I found it very jarring at first when they made me play as a specific position. I was like, no, dude, I want to pitch. Like, I want like, what's going on? And, you know, like, and then, like when they made me start fielding, I was like just totally thrown off by playing at that camera angle. Like it just puts your camera behind the player's back instead of just the classic view.
Yeah, and it's
like I accidentally threw to third base when I meant to throw to first the very first time they made me do that.
Yeah, I'm sure, because like you're like, oh, I should, especially if you're playing second base, you feel like you should press B, which is to the is it B or X, to whatever the one to the left, like the closest to the D-pad.
Yeah.
Like you're like that because that's the direction you want to go.
Where it is. Yeah, like that's where I'm the camera situated.
But yeah, the diamond is actually. Presented like a same, diamond, yeah. So like Y is always second base, B is always first, and
X, yeah, it was just third. A stupid, like I was just thrown off by it. Yeah, and I guess I am pretty bad, in my opinion. Like, it's been a while since I've played a baseball game in any sort of you know, like other than just like a game here and there. I think the last show I owned, I would just play a couple expedition games here and there. And like this, I'm actually trying to play through a game, like do some stuff and realizing that I suck. Like not only is like the pitching and the batting hard in these games, but when you're rusty, it could be like very easy to fuck up fielding and base running and shit, like to the point where a couple games in I turned on auto base running. It's like it's definitely more conservative. Like sometimes like you'll be like, that should have been a double, like why did that guy not fucking go? But I don't know, I just, as opposed to getting in a situation where I want to just get the guy from third run and I fuck up and advance everybody.
You have two guys on the same base. I've done that multiple times.
Yeah. So I'm just like I'm turning on the auto base running. Like I'm not like, I'm too rusty at baseball to really be playing like a pro here.
Yeah.
I got the dynamic difficulty on, and every couple of games.
And it's telling you, it's easier now.
Yeah,
oh,
every couple of games, like in the middle of the game, it'll be like, decreased difficulty. Like, it's just like, you suck. But all these things said, I think it's a really great baseball game. I'm like very impressed by it. Again, probably not too much new here compared to the last couple of years, but it's always been a really good baseball game.
Yeah, I will say Road to the Show seems a little less elaborate than it has in years past. I don't really know what's up with that.
The last couple of times I played it, I've been really unimpressed with Road to the Show. It just kind of feels shit out there.
Yeah, like I would say it's like maybe on par with what Madden did this year. It's fine. Like, and I mean, it's the best way. It's the best my player mode going, but for baseball. But it's not great. Like, there is a story, but the story is terrible because like they have these real people do commentary.
Oh no!
But they don't know who you are. And it only seems to be like maybe slightly related to what's going on in the game. So they're just talking about you end up being a two-way player. You don't have to play that way, but that's how the story wants you to go. So you can like pitch or and you pick a position, and they'll play you that way. So I found that fun because like I normally pick as a second baseman, and then you're stuck playing as that for your entire career. And in this, like, you're getting to pitch every five games or whatever. But yeah, they come on and like they have like this ESPN style talking head thing. It's just silly. Like it's like, so I've gotten to the point where anytime it pops up, I'm just like fast forwarding by it because it has no actual impact. There's no, your character isn't a character. He's just a bundle of stats. The coaching, like none of that seems any good. I don't know. It's just not, it's not what I remember from playing it like maybe like 5 or 6 years ago where they had like a decent kind of approach to it, but it's still fun to play. And I do love, like, you know, Jeff, you said like I guess one of the ones they made you play a second base. That's where I'm playing as a second baseman, like when I'm out in the field, and they just throw you out there like maybe two or three times a game because that's when the ball is like coming your way, or you're in a position to like get a double play or something, and so you can play a whole week of games in like an hour. So
that is what, like, a cool thing about March to October is like sometimes you get through like a month of the season pretty fast, but it's like, you know, sometimes you can get thrown into a game and they start you off in the sixth inning, and even then it could take like an hour to finish the game.
Yeah.
So I kind of find I'm liking the mode a lot, and I kind of find it preferable to like playing a full 9-inning game, just because like it could take forever.
Yeah, you're never gonna finish a, like, what is it, 160 games or something like that is like a full season.
I mean, I did that back on MVP baseball, but
right.
This seems better. Like, I don't know. Like, you're still getting the baseball experience. You know what I mean? Like, it's all in there. They even do stuff like, you know, because this seems like the easy dummy mode, and all of a sudden, like, every once in a while, they like pop up trade options to me and shit, and I'm like, I don't know the players on other teams. I don't know what the fuck. Like, although I did take I'm playing as the White Sox, and I did take someone off the Cubs just to like show, like, take a picture of it and show my friends who are all Cubs fans. Look at, here's Chris Bryant playing on the White Sox. How you like that, motherfucker? This is the one trade I've done, is stealing somebody from the Cubs. Usually I just like skip or decline. I'm like, I don't know. Like, I'm not an expert here. Like, I guess I could look at the stats and see that they're pretty good, like better than who I have in there. One thing that made me sad. I have been watching baseball this year. Like, I've probably seen almost all the White Sox games so far. And there's this new guy, like this rookie, Yermaine Mercedes, who is like really awesome power hitter. And he's like not in my roster. Like, if you go to play like an exhibition game, there's, you know, exhibition and then exhibition live roster. And if you go into that, then I can find him. So it's like he's in the game, but like in the March to October mode, I cannot find him anywhere. Like, I'm just like, I guess that doesn't pull from live rosters, or I don't know.
Did they give you an option when you started the mode?
Like, I don't think so. I mean, anytime, like, you know, one time at the beginning of the game, it like automatically is like updating rosters or whatever. Yeah. But so I don't know.
Like, it did give me weird. That option when I started the road to the show mode if I wanted to use the current rosters or the,
really?
the base rosters.
I want to say in March to October it did not do that for me. And if it did, I guess I fucked up and hit the wrong button. And I don't have my boy, the Yerminator.
What?
The Yerminator.
Is that his actual nickname? Is that what
it's already, nickname? Yeah, there's already like merch with like pictures of him
God.
Like the Terminator.
He's been in the league for what, 20 days?
Yeah, like total. This guy's a rookie. He could, amount to nothing. But like so far, he's like real. Like his batting average is like 600 or something crazy right now. He's good.
Good.
Has to be with that name.
It's weird though. He's like a 28-year-old rookie. It's kind
of strange. God, that bodes well for his career.
Yeah.
It's like what Yasuel Puig just signed with like
the Mexican league
or something like. So, and he was like hot shit like what 3 years ago or something like.
Yep.
Just like
we'll see how this pans out. Yeah. I will say the White Sox have been pretty fun to watch this year. I'm getting 2005 vibes. I'm just throwing it out there. Well, they need a little bit of work, but like they have lots of offense and. Some great starting pitchers. It's just like the bullpen sometimes fucks it all up.
Yeah, as they will.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's baseball.
Baseball minute.
Once it's not Tony Bourne, it's a sports talk.
Oh,
it's great. Earl, are you not going to try it? It's free.
I might try it. I might not. I don't know.
One other thing. One other thing I did want to touch on with that is there's like this stadium creator mode. It's only available on PS5 and Series X.
And I think that's like the new thing. I did not know it was only for next gen systems though. Or current gen, whatever.
I wish there was like a search function though. Cause people are evidently doing they're doing some really horrible things as per usual. But they're doing some like awesome stuff too, where they're doing actual like full on recreations of like historic stadiums and.
Oh yeah, that's awesome as shit.
So like being able to like I can make the Vet like my double A team's stadium. Like it's a terrible stadium, but like that was where like I went to baseball games for a whole ton of my life. So.
I didn't even think about that like factor. Like that's awesome. One of my favorite things about baseball games in general is seeing how accurately they do like the parks or whatever.
Yeah, they do a pretty good job.
Oh yeah, they have like even back in the day that was like one of my biggest fascinations with when playing MVP baseball was like, oh look, they have that little slide that's in in the Brewers park or whatever, like. There's like a little slide out there. Like, I don't know, just like looking at it. Cause a lot of parks have like really cool features to them. You know what I mean? And I seem to remember like on MVP baseball, you could unlock classic stadiums, but I guess this is a cool workaround for that here where it's like people could just fucking make them, I guess.
Yeah. So this does like, they have classic stadiums as well. Like, Shy Park is like, it's a Philly, it's a stadium that was in Philly. They have that in the game. Like it's something that you can play in, I guess, in an exhibition mode.
So you don't have to unlock it?
Yeah, so I think it's already there.
Awesome.
But like there are people like going out and creating like other stadiums that aren't in the game.
That aren't in there. That's really cool. I didn't even like, I was just like, I'm not gonna waste my time making a stadium. Like one of my coworkers is like, that's like the first thing I did. I was like, I don't know, dude.
Yeah, mine's just gonna come
out. I'm playing the basic ass mode, so it's like I wouldn't even use that to begin with. I don't think.
Right? And like, mine's just gonna come out looking like a toddler with big Lincoln logs and shit. So like it ain't gonna be any good. So yeah, I'll let some people that are actually talented and. Like have the patience. That's the other thing. Like I'm sure if we all took the time to learn the systems and how to build the stuff, we could probably do something nice too. But it's like I want to be done in 5 minutes, and it comes out looking like damn, like cyclone fencing and shit. So, all right, Jeff, you play anything else this week?
No, and I probably will be playing this until. Resident Evil, at least.
That is next
Not
month?
That far off.
Yeah, it's like our early May, right?
Yeah, it's not. It's 2 weeks from now.
Yeah.
Did you play the demo, or are you just bypassing that? The first demo, I should say.
I played the original demo that they had on PS5.
Yeah, but I meant the one that was this past weekend.
Yeah,
not.
I haven't played that one yet. The one that's only available at certain points of time.
Mm-hmm.
No.
No. You know what's really weird? I've never experienced this with Resident Evil. Is like, I am not excited for the new one. I don't know why. It's not like I think it looks bad. I'm just like, doesn't seem real to me yet, I guess. I don't know.
Maybe it's just the nature of video games right now.
Yeah.
Nothing seems real until it's in your hand.
Going back to that first person thing, I'm like, Seven was very good. That's the thing. Is I'm probably like it anyways, but it's just, I'm just right now, I'm just not like. It wasn't like when I was waiting for Resident Evil 2 Remake to come out, where I was like, oh my god, you know?
Yeah.
Hopefully everything will be fine, but.
I mean, that giant lady is going to chase us around the house. Like,
for everyone. Yeah.
For everybody to step on.
I guess that's not one of my kinks. I don't know. It's not doing
you
much.
You don't get it either, but.
She's a big lady.
People like big ladies, I guess.
I guess, yeah.
So somebody did the
power to you, whatever you like.
I guess somebody did the math on it. Like, I don't know how they. I guess they took like what an average woman would like her size and weight would be, and then did the math on like if she were 9 feet tall, like this lady is. It came out to something like 600 pounds. So if she were to step on you, she would just like crush your chest. Like,
some people are into.
Yeah. I do. Did you guys see the video of her like chasing somebody through the house though? Like she has to like duck to get in through the doors.
Oh, which, I think I see.
Which makes sense. Yeah. Like she's so fucking tall.
I think it's actually from Capcom. It's like you don't want her chasing you. And yeah, it's like I'm like, okay, that's not where you stand because like you can go through the doors and she's like ducking so she doesn't hit her head. You have an advantage.
Yeah, she's got to, like, slow down when you get to a door. Like, but if she gets close, she has, like, these weird, like, Freddy Krueger nails that are terrifying looking. But speaking of Resident Evil, kind of in preparation, I started up Resident Evil Code Veronica X on the 360, well, on the Xbox, but the 360 version. And it's one of the ones I've never finished, that in Zero. And, I remember really liking Code Veronica, and I am not enjoying it this time around. It is, like, really hard, too.
Code Veronica is so fascinating because it's clearly, like, it's the predecessor where the franchise ends up going with its focus on action and big set pieces. But, yes, it's not necessarily a...
That might be my problem with it, right? Because they're throwing lots of zombies at you. Like, in the old games, like, it still has the same controls. It's tank controls. And in the old games, when you would... Yeah. You would only have, like, one or two zombies in an area. Like, it was very rarely that you would, like, have a lot of enemies coming at you. And
Like two could be a problem.
Right.
You know, that's, yeah.
And that two is still a problem, but they're throwing like four or five at you, and like they're shambling. But you know, if you have to load, or if you make a mistake in where
you have
you're
to turn
turning,
your tank around and move 4 feet away, and then turn your tank back around and then aim and shoot.
Yeah. And if you get anywhere near them, they'll like grab you and pull you in and bite. It's Claire. She takes damage like really badly, so. You go from having like a green health bar to yellow to orange like in no time, and there's no difficulty setting, so it's not even like you can like, drop it down. Evidently, this Code Veronica here in the U.S. and in Europe was the hard version of the game that Japan got. So it's like, oh, this is fun. Like I never play these games on hard. I want to experience the dumb story. So I don't know how much more of this one I'm going to play. Maybe I just move on to Zero.
I have like all the Resident Evil games on Xbox, which is awesome to have them all there like that. Yeah. Like, obviously not the original version of 1 or 2 or 3, but, you know, I basically have the whole series.
Yes.
Have they ever used 1?
They did, you know, the remake.
Well, I meant, as far as, like, the original vanilla.
No, if they did, no, I would have that, too. They, like, I have everything you could get, basically, on Xbox.
It's the GameCube. Like, it's the GameCube remake.
And I have Code Veronica, and I've played maybe a half hour of that before going, no thanks.
Mm-hmm.
I have no nostalgia for it. I never played that one when it came out. Mm-hmm. And then just playing it now, it's just like, I could just play Remake or Resident Evil Zero, I think is, you know.
Yeah, good at least. But Zero I've always been fascinated by because it's like the alpha team, right, that goes in first. And Rebecca, she's the nurse you find in the first game. Like, she's like one of the main characters there. Yep. And it takes place on a train, and like that's all, like, I love, like, trains and boats are like cool settings to me.
And you just always stop after the train.
Yeah, that's every time I've ever played it, I stop after the train. I never move.
It's not that long. You know, just like all of those, it's probably about the same length as any of them.
Yeah.
If not a little shorter. I've beaten Zero a couple times, but I always, by the end, I remember, like, oh yeah, this one wasn't that great. Like, it's, I don't know, just because one is so perfect and great, like the remake, like, it's just like, I don't know, Zero just doesn't hold up to it. And it's constantly using the, like, swapping between characters thing, which is like how they tried to keep it fresh at the time.
Right.
It's just like, I don't know, not as cool.
We'll see. But 8 will be here in 2 weeks, so don't really have to worry much about it.
I mean, but they're also short enough that you could probably play through the entire series in that 2 weeks.
That's true.
Yeah, Resident Evil 4 is long as shit.
Is it, though?
It is, yeah. I was surprised, because I played through a bunch of them, I think, last year.
It's like twice as long as, like, 5.
4 is long, like, yeah.
Like, 5, I think, is, like, the nice sweet spot, right? It's not very long. It gets in, gets a story done, and it's fun, and gets out. 4, I think, I know everyone praises it, but I think it overstays its welcome a little bit.
I think, I mean,
and personally speaking, 5 is my favorite. I think it has a nice mixture. It has the mixture of horror and action that 6 butchers, and 4 does well, but 4 is also dated, I think, in recent memories.
I don't know. I still think it's really awesome. Like, I just, 4 is just, every level has, like, some unique scenario that they're coming up with. It keeps it fresh. But it is, like, compared to any other game in the series, it's longer, I would say, for sure.
Except for 6.
Well, 6 is, like, weird because it has, like, so many
campaigns. Yeah, 50 different campaigns, yeah.
Oh, Jesus. I still have nightmares about that one, but... All right, Outriders.
Yes.
He's an easy rider.
Tony, you and Earl have played this one.
Yes.
This week.
Earl's probably played more than me. I know you're way farther than I am.
I don't know if I'm way farther, because I play once a week, so...
Right, but this was the first time, like, I made tutorial last week. This time I actually, like, got through a couple of boss enemies. But this game is still a dumpster fire. So I was playing with Walt last night, and he got dropped from the server we were playing on 3 times. There's a boss fight where you take on this giant fire spider thing.
Okay, so you're just where I am, too. The giant spider in the lava, where I get baby spiders. Gave me very much...
So yeah, you fight it, the spider's like... Like tossing lava at you and shooting stuff, and there's little spiders like jumping at you. So, Walt got dropped in the middle of that fight. So, like, we're shooting at this giant spider thing, and there's like hordes of little spiders coming at us, and Walt just disappears in the middle of the fight.
Of course
he does. Now, I don't know if it scales to the number of players, and I was able to beat the thing by myself, but damn, there were a lot of spiders for one player to be fighting at once. I'm like the melee class too, so it was annoying because the thing is like the stupid spider sitting in the middle of the lava. I can't touch him. I can't get close. So I'm having to shoot at them from far away, which is not my character's strong suit. And it's just frustrating. And there was a point at which I was like trying, like, you can't pause. How do I get Walt back in the game? Right. So there was a point at which I was like hiding in a corner. I'm like, can I get over here and get him invited back to the game? So I'm like trying to struggle to get through the menu as quickly as I can. And then it's grayed out. I can't invite anyone to the fight while it's going on. So thank you, Square Enix, for having shitty servers to make your boss fight harder. Which is annoying because like I'm actually enjoying the actual gameplay. It's fun.
Yeah, and that's where I am. Like, it's annoying, but because the actual gameplay is fun, I'm just like, I'm putting up with it, even though I think, like, yes, I give crap to Anthem and Avengers all the time. And I will say, I think he said, Avengers was a much smoother experience. Partially, yeah, it could be that nobody's playing it, but it was a much smoother experience. Like, it's gotten better, but we still, like, even when we play, we still got, like, one or two disconnects. And it is, I think the loading times have gone down, but like when you get disconnected, it takes forever to restart that game.
Yep.
Like, even like we were playing a game and the host got dropped, which meant that we were going to get dropped. The host told us he got dropped. We had to go through the entire loading menu for them to tell us, oh, you're not disconnected from the host, which then went through the whole loading sequence again. Then kick us back to the lobby. And I'm like, you couldn't have just done that when you were. He told us he was kicked long before you told us you were kicked. But yeah, some of that stuff is frustrating. And that boss battle, like you said, I played with my friends, so there's three of us. But it is kind of annoying, especially being like that boss can only be, not oh you can be hit, but like he mostly takes damage if you hit him in his special orange glowy spot, and then right. Even if you try to focus on it, you got all these little ones running around you.
Gotta light them all up with your
Yes, but and that's what I was doing because it kills them pretty much instantly because they run in a straight line towards you. But like that's when there's three of us. Like to Tony's point, I can understand the frustration if there isn't. You don't have that. You know, if you're just one person and you're doing melee. And it's not necessarily a May fight because like you can't get to back.
Right. I mean, fortunately, like when I played it, I was playing as the Pyromancer, so like you kind of have ranged attacks with that special with that class. So
yeah,
you don't have to be right up on top of the enemies. I could see that as being super annoying. Well. I'm glad you guys were able to defeat the fake corpser.
Yeah, I mean the actual combat is a lot of fun. Like the abilities are all fun. They seem really well paced too. Like so you're not like I use this ability and I have to wait an hour for it to come back.
Yeah.
Like it feels like I feel they're there often enough that I feel like strong and I feel like it's something that I can use in the combat a lot.
The only downside I would say, I guess not a downside. It's like you get like I think you get like 6 or 7 abilities, unless I'm mistaken, and there's some hidden skill tree that I'm missing out on.
No, I think that's right. Like there, it might be like 7. I think like 20 when you hit level 22, that's you'll unlock your last one. And then you have there is the ability tree that you can put marks into. But you don't unlock any special powers there, I don't think.
I mean, I'm cool with that. The abilities they give you right off the bat all seemed really cool. So, yes. Like, playing as the melee class, you get, like, this force wave that can actually damage enemies through cover, which is awesome and super strong. And then I'm, like, launching myself as a missile and, like, splattering guys. So I have, like, blood, like, flying all around me. It looks really cool. Not just to do, because it looks cool when I do it, but while it's like, wow, you just splattered everybody. Like, it looks great to watch somebody else using the abilities. Plus, they're so strong and they feel awesome. I don't know. It's a good game about making you feel powerful and, like, I don't know. It's got that whole power thing in it.
What class is Walt playing as, Tony?
It's some sort of mid-range class. I don't. He's not a pyromancer. Maybe he is a pyromancer. He was lighting guys on fire.
Yes, then. Well, I mean, it also depends, because it could have also been the, like, I got a legendary gun yesterday that allows you to, every other shot freezes the enemy. And then if you hit a critical,
yep.
Yeah, and then if you do a critical, it gives you back. Well, that doesn't give you back. It doesn't count as ammo. So, like, if you just keep on hitting a bunch of crits, you don't have to reload your gun for quite some time. Which helps, because it only holds 15. But yes, and then I like the fact, I mean, other games do this, but I like the fact that you can, like I've gotten weapons that I'll cast it power-wise, of the perks to it, but you can eventually just break it down and still get the mods from the weapon and deal with that. So yeah, that is something.
Ton of mods, like, in the game. So once you get the doctor to join, I think if you're at the volcano, he's already with you.
Yeah. I just have to, because if we play co-op, and I always hate just being like that guy, oh, hold on, I've got to explore all these different mods. Give me like 2 minutes.
Yeah.
My friend has no problem doing that, but then I'm just looking at, like, what's my new gear? What can I upgrade? And it's always a crapshoot, because it's like, oh, this gear is so much better, but it's enhances the power I'm not using right now, where this gear enhances what I'm using, but it's weaker, so. But yeah, I find the game fundamentally fun. It's just like, hopefully the technology catches up to it at some point.
I'll be interested to see how you guys like it as you progress, because I don't think that it really varies much. Like...
Yeah, that's what I was worried about, because I think there's been some, like, I assume you fight the giant and animals at some point?
Yes. They're... You're not too far away from there. You'll actually unlock three different subquests that are like, there's like 10 of them a piece, and one of them is the fight with you go fight the big beasts. There's another one where you're hunting down people, and you probably are. I think you've already unlocked the one if you talk to the museum lady.
Yeah.
It's like they're the three main quests.
No, that's remind me of this other thing. And it's a game fail, I think. But there are times when, like, you kill enemies and they'll respawn. Not like the boss enemy. Like, they have, like, it's like they have hidden meters and they don't know how to articulate that. So you end up killing them. They go into, like, this red ball and then they just respawn again. And I feel like that was not articulated well. Or is there some way to kill them in that state? That I have not noticed.
Don't know about that.
But yeah, overall, still having fun. Like, that spider is like the first big boss creature. And, that, you know, that was fine. I mean, it's one of those things. I think these games always have that problem. It's like the boss encounter does not necessarily match, like, the gameplay, because there's no good way to do it with their powers. So it's just like, here's a point, keep on shooting it, and yes. Be done.
It's just like, here's a giant bullet sponge. There's a few of them.
I have skipped every cutscene, by the way. The cutscenes are terrible, the ones I saw.
Not missing anything.
I will also say, some of the pacing is super weird, because, like, we've paid... games, like, it's like, okay, you have to load into this area, you load into this area, okay, you have to load into the area you go in within that sub area, you load into that, and then cutscene. I'm like, you gotta be kidding me.
Yes. Especially where it's like, oh, go here, and then, like, I think you said it maybe a couple weeks ago, Earl, where it's like, you know, if you have to go back to something, you have to go all the way back to your base and then travel to the new place. And then travel back to the place to, because you have to turn something in at a different location.
Yep. I still don't get that decision.
It's terrible. Bad, like, it's just bad design, I think, at that point. Like, you have the map. Let me bring up the map. As long as I'm at a flag, I should be able to travel to any other flag in the that I've unlocked. It's like, give me that option. I'm glad you guys are having fun with it. Jeff, did you try any Outriders at all?
I was like kind of looking forward to it, but like I just everything I heard, you know, especially like just the troubles people having playing it at all, I'm just like pass. I didn't even download it.
Oh, it's there, you know, after Resident Evil. If you're looking for something.
I was about to say, I mean, if you want to take away anything, it's like, it still remains a fun game.
I know. I mean, I hear you guys saying that, but it was like, I was kind of looking forward to it, and I was expecting it to be this game that took everyone by surprise, and I thought it was cool that we were going to be getting it for free, but it's like, that seems to be not the case. Yeah, so I don't know. My interest went from cool to like never mind.
I think what kind of needs to be noted is that it is a B tier game.
Yeah,
that got like AAA type discourse within the community because there's nothing else out.
Yeah. I would also say, and this is, I feel like it's one of those games in a genre that is just showing expectations after stuff like Anthem and Marvel, where it's just like, oh, this game actually is functional.
Yes.
And it's fun to play. And it's just like, you know, those are very minor wins. They are somehow wins. So we will take it.
Yeah, they thought out the parts that really matter. Like, you know, there are other parts that don't work, but they got the fun part of it right, and ultimately that's what makes us successful. So all right, Earl, you play anything else this week?
I don't think anything new. Marvel, Fortnite, yeah, nothing fancy.
Tony, anything else?
I think that was it.
Right. So that brings us there was a little bit of news, not a ton, but a little bit. I guess the big piece was that Sony listened to the backlash and is going to leave open the PS3 and Vita storefronts.
Shocker. Shocked.
But not the PSP one.
No, not the PSP one.
Apparently there was no voice. No one could find that PSP.
Love companies like testing out floating bad ideas and then like
immediately reversing them.
Yeah, we're just like, you didn't realize that would like piss people off or whatever, and then like now you look like the good guy for like doing what you should have just done anyways.
It is funny that they, you know, the news launched, the news hit about that, and then everyone was like, oh, it's great, like Sony's listening to us. Like, I mean, yeah.
Sony manipulated you to get good press.
Yeah, it was also like they made a stupid call before, just like Xbox, when they were like, we're gonna eliminate the Xbox Live Gold and everyone's gonna move to Ultimate, and they were like, and everybody jumped on them about that.
Or what was it? Weren't they gonna like double the price of gold or something?
Yeah, they were going to change the price. Yeah, yes.
Everyone got like super mad about it, and they're like, well, we're not going to do that. And it's like, did you think people were going to be like, yeah, cool, like double the price of gold or whatever? Like, I just don't, it's right. So weird. Like,
it doesn't make any sense. Like, we're going to do these
do whatever you want, I guess, really, but like, dumb. It's just weird. Yeah.
So
due to negative backlash, we're not going to do that. It's like, yeah, well, you could have just predicted that like people would not like that. So I don't know. It's weird.
Yeah. And you figure like the people that are yelling about it is, you know, we are not the mass market. Like the people yelling about it on Twitter are not.
Yeah.
They're not the majority of people. So it's like, was this a test to like, just see like what the feeling was? Like, it's really dumb. But does anybody know if you can still buy PSP games?
Like, I think you can.
Like just they're shutting down the PSP store, but you'd still be able to buy them on PS3 and Vita.
Oh, that I don't know. I imagine probably not.
I mean, I don't have any I need to buy, but I was just wondering if they were just pulling them all off. Well, I mean, good on Sony for reversing their shitty decision, I guess. Let's see. CD Projekt Red announced that they only refunded about 30,000 copies of the 13 million that they sold.
Except they kind of forgot part of this, right? Because that number doesn't include any of the ones that Microsoft or Sony refunded.
That's what I was going to question. So this is just directly from them.
Correct.
Got it. So there might be more out there.
It's a PR, because that's how I mean, mine was not counted in that total, and I totally got mine refunded.
Yeah, I was like, that seems really low, and I was like, I know multiple people that got them, but I mean, again, we're the vocal minority, and so
I wonder how many people knew they could get it, or were just right. Like, you know, whatever. Because again, yes, like for the always online, it's not like I did not pay it, so I don't know if it was like giant. Like, if you're not having fun, go refund Cyberpunk now, or if it's just like if you're connected. And again, because like I think I could be mistaken. I think Jeff was like, people played the game and they had fun. Like, it was buggy and messy, but people have kind of gotten accustomed to that with a lot of games, so they're probably like, oh, this is fine. And didn't think anything.
Yeah, I mean, Jeff, you played through it, right? Like, mostly.
What?
Cyberpunk.
Yeah.
Like, you mostly, like, I mean, there were bugs, but it wasn't anything that was, like, that you thought.
No, I mean, there was definitely. I mean,
it's still not on the Sony store, right?
Yeah, you still can't buy it digitally on Sony.
Yeah, there's definitely bugs and problems. You know, I've never played a game that big that doesn't really have bugs and problems or whatever, but it's like just the reputation that it had online around its release was not accurate. Like, it was not an accurate reflection of the game. Like, I was trying to tell you guys last year, it's like, if you're interested in playing the game, just play it. It's totally fine. Like, I don't know. Like, I liked it. I thought it was a very good, I think, you know, it was leading my, I think, top five last year.
Yep. I'm still just gonna wait for the. I did not refund it like Tony did, but I'm just gonna wait for those next gen versions. And, you know, or maybe they never come. Maybe they cancel them.
I mean, I'll buy it if the next gen versions appear. I'll buy it. I will.
It's pretty good.
And I guess they also announced, like, I don't know if they announced it, but word was out there that they made a boatload of money last year, so
I saw that. Yeah,
so well, there's that. And then Xbox dropped the gold requirement for a lot of the free-to-play games.
For some reason I thought this was something they had done years ago.
I think they announced they were going to do it before, and now it just actually happened.
Well, they announced it when there was the backlash from the Xbox Live Gold price increase thing. So when they came back, they were like, we've listened to you, we're gonna continue to have like the year-long subscription to gold, and we're also going to remove the free-to-play barrier for the barrier that you need gold as a requirement for some of the free-to-play games. So I guess that's finally out there now, though, so go play Fortnite without it.
Yeah, I mean, kind of like what Jeff was saying, though. It's kind of like one of those congratulations on what everybody else has been doing.
Right. It's like you don't need it on... Do you need it on Nintendo to play Fortnite?
No. No, you don't need it on Nintendo. You don't need it on PlayStation. You don't need it on PC.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so it's like way to catch up to everyone else finally. But yeah, then I don't have anything else here. Would anybody else catch anything news wise?
I mean, I think the other thing that we would be behest not to talk about, and yes, we're not heads, is the great Ace Attorney trilogy is coming to Switch and PS4 and PS5 this summer, which I think, if I remember correctly, is the back half of the Ace Attorney series. I think we've had 1, 2, and 3 several times now. Several now because it's Capcom. Mm-hmm. But I think this is 4, 5, and 6, which I forget if they've made it stateside or if like a few of them have not. But I know a lot of people were excited for that.
I have never played one of those games, but I'm interested.
And I believe these have not Sherlock Holmes, but
it's
basically Sherlock Holmes.
Herriac Sholmes or something like that.
Yeah, it's something like that, because while Sherlock Holmes is in
domain,
the public domain, it's not the ones that have any personality.
Yeah, I think the thing they're running into with, what was that movie that Netflix had?
His sister.
Yeah, so yes. They ran into it because it's like the public domain ones are like the boring generics, not where he's like fun and has a personality. And I'm like, oh, I didn't know you could have different versions of characters in public domain. But yeah, I it was funny because I also read this about King Kong, and that because of how to write up, you could have technically done a King Kong movie based off the original movie. But if you did, when you start to deviate and tell other stories, it becomes a gray area. Which is why like Universal has the rights for it. Warner Brothers did their own take on it and stuff like that.
Interesting.
Yes. I guess in other news, Jeff Kaplan, Overwatch director of Blizzard.
Yes.
And Overwatch 2 is still not finished.
And won't be this year.
One day.
It's almost like he was fired for not performing very well.
Sounds like he was also super stressed. Apex Legends Mobile was announced this week.
Great.
Well, now you can play Apex Legends on the go, Tony. Are you not excited?
I'm not.
Did you try it out on the Switch?
No, I'm never going to play it on the Switch. I like myself. I'm doing that to myself.
This is a minor thing. Well, it's a minor thing in the largest, but the Amazon Lord of the Rings MMO was canceled?
Yes. Because I guess Tencent bought the other studio or something, and the deal fell apart.
That is, because that was in development for like 2 years, no, was it not?
Yep, for the last 2 years, yep.
So that kind of sucks to just have that canceled. Like, if you think, if nothing else, like, you have a fantasy game engine, like, why not convert that to something? It's, again, very much why Amazon and Google have not really had much of a start in the game industry. Like, they just take any setback and, like, you know what, we're done. Throw everything out. Start from scratch.
Yeah, that like, Luna could definitely be propped up if Amazon would release anything, right? But they're not. And then Google, did Google even get any games out the door? Like, before they shut their because that was what's her, Jade Raymond Studios, right? And she's gone now. They closed all those up. So
you can't half ass getting into into the hardware biz. I don't know.
Yeah, if you're gonna make a platform, you need to be all in on it. And
like, remember when Xbox originally came out? Like, everyone was skeptical of it, but it's like Microsoft went so all in on it that here we are, you know.
Yep, I mean, it was the same when Sony came in. Like, people were skeptical of this hardware company coming into space, and but you got to put the time and effort into it. build your brand. It's just video games, like, that doesn't bring people to your yard.
Your milkshake does,
right? Mortal Kombat's tomorrow.
Yeah,
yes, I'm excited.
I'm gonna watch that movie. I'm watching it. It's happening.
Have the reviews hit?
Yeah, I don't care. I don't want to know. I don't want to know.
Okay, know. I won't say anything.
There's a mix, so whatever you want to believe, there's a review for
it. Oh, awesome. All right, great. Reviews think it's great.
I will just say, for some self-promotion, I got my Mortal Kombat drinking game up, and tomorrow, or I guess the day before, this now, I will have 5 cocktails, decay, up on the website to celebrate Mortal Kombat. They include, I think, Scorpion Sting, Reptilian Smash, the Kano Ball, Dragon's Breath, and Permafrost.
Nice.
And that's up on Nerds on the Rocks.
Yes.
I drink them all during the first viewing of the movie.
Oh, I am going to offer a counter. I do not start a drinking game for a multitude but the biggest being that they are a pain in the ass to actually, I guess you make a giant container of them ahead of time. It's just much easier to go to a fridge, pop out beer and a can, pour it into gas and watch a movie it is to like, oh man, I gotta go make my, I gotta go make my rum and coke or something. And I gotta get the ice. I gotta get, it's just much. And then it's a bit more consistent because let's be honest, you get it on in the night and your hand gets heavy. And you start pouring more shots or more alcohol than you intended to.
That never happens to me. Ever. Ever.
Well, I mean, that's what a drunkard would say.
Let me put my beer down and argue with you. Wait, no.
So next week, we will have all seen Mortal Kombat.
Oh, yeah.
So, Jeff, we're turning into a movie show next week.
Woo!
I don't know. I'm excited.
I've been excited for this one.
It looks like dumb fun, so.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Yeah, I like dumb fun.
If there's practical, like, gore effects and fatalities, which I think I've heard people say, or at least...
Wasn't this the trailer where the guy's arms got blown off?
Yeah, I saw people examining the trailer saying, like, for sure it's going to have practical gore effects. And I'm
so,
like,
so
fucking, we're good.
Dude. I read an article today with the director who said that like they couldn't do the spine fatality, like that was too much
for an R rating, or
I guess just in general, like it's like we couldn't do that one. It was just too much. But the star Louis Tan, who plays a new guy that's not in the games. I guess he's the main character here. He said he came on set and it was just, he almost vomited because there was just like gore everywhere, like fake blood. It's like,
dude, nice. Like, for real, if like they could just hit that note for me, like I'm a happy camper, you know what I mean? You know me, like,
yeah.
There's some practical gore, like, and just some awesome fatalities. Like, I don't really care if it's not a great movie. Like, I will have a fun time. So
it sounds like it might be a step below what like the new games are doing violence wise. Like, and they've gotten pretty fucking ridiculous.
They're awesome. I love it.
What I am curious about, because one of my favorite parts of games, and I mean, I don't even know. I don't even know what they actually call it, but like the X-ray vision, like the bone crunch.
Yes.
When like you do a really impactful move.
Yeah.
And it does not work because like they'll show you shattering somebody's kneecap and then they're standing fighting. But it's a cool visual trick, and I'm curious if any of that. Like I've seen the first 7 minutes. There will be gore. There will be blood. There will be death. So all of that is in there, and the only thing I'm missing, and I've heard mixed things on the reviews, is like if it's cheesy or it can't be enough. Because like at the end of the day, as gory and violent as Mortal Kombat is, it is still really stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm excited. I probably won't get to it till Saturday, probably.
I have Saturday, me and a few friends. I think I've mentioned we've been watching the Mortal Kombat movies the last few weekends, and then it's like six or seven of us just do like a big video chat and get drunk to it. This is probably not the ideal first way to watch it, but
I mean, sounds not bad to me. Again, like, you're not watching it to like sit there and take it seriously for like, at least I'm not like, ooh, I hope they get the lore right. I just could not possibly care if there was a story in it or not. Like,
I can't even remember the lore. They could.
I have no idea what the story is, and fucking, I don't even care.
I mean, they get together to fight, right? Like,
but that's the funny thing is like they've really been hard passed to get past the first game, because the story of the first game is that, you know, like Outer Realm has won the last 9 Mortal Kombat tournaments. If they win the 10th, they can invade the Earth. And that's the story of the first movie. That's the story of the animated movie. That's the story of like, the animated series. And then it goes on because Earthrealm wins it. They anyhow. And that's kind of been the thing for the first few games. And then it gets really complicated. That's why they had the soft reboot in 9, I think. And then like 10 and 11 deals with like a separate continuity. It's a similar continuity. It's weird. But yes, and it's very dumb and complicated, but it embraces all of that. And I think a lot of things she did learn, I think the Fast and the Furious does that as well. It's like, you don't have to be Einstein. Some people just want you to be that guy you get a beer with, and that's the Mortal Kombat of video games.
Fuck it. It could be Bloodsport with fucking stupid costumes. I don't give a shit.
I mean, that is pretty much what Mortal Kombat is.
Yeah.
Bloodsport's so good. My son's been playing that copy of Mortal Kombat that I bought during the spring sale.
Nice.
I think he won a match online. He was very excited, and
I did too.
I don't know.
I guess I just got lucky because, like, when you play someone who knows what they're doing,
oh yeah,
that shit ain't happening, dude. But I guess I got matched up with another noob like me.
I don't know. I heard him talking with his friends, and like, I guess one of his friends played it a little bit more, and there's like equipment and shit, and like, what? Why is there equipment? And there was equipment in Injustice 2, and I never really understood what any of that was, so.
I don't think you gotta worry about it.
Yeah, I just want to, you know, play the stupid story and then like make RoboCop fight Rambo or something.
Exactly. The story is fun in those games, like, even though, like, I don't pay attention, it's just cool how they do it. Yeah. But I just love going through playing towers. Like, okay, I'm going to play as Terminator and go through a tower, like, and just get, you know, kind of practice playing as Terminator and doing his fatalities and shit. Like, and then once I beat a tower as him, then I'll do Rambo, or, you know what I mean? Like, that's kind of all I do with it. Like, and then once in a while, if I have a friend over, I could talk into play, but yeah, I don't really venture into the online.
Well, we will have Mortal Kombat impressions from the movie next week. Game-wise, I don't think there's much going on. Nier Replicant comes out. I don't think I'm going to get to that right away. And I don't think you guys have
Rome
any
Total
interest
War
in
Remasters out on Friday.
And more importantly, okay, for the masses, the millions and millions of N64 fans out in the world, it's
both of you.
Is new Pokemon Snap.
Oh, is that next week too?
Oh shit! I have that pre-ordered. That's going to arrive in the mail, isn't it? Goddamn!
I think I am going to get that. I did kind of beg them to make it for many years, so I feel like I should.
So we'll have that. We'll have that. Tony's kids' impressions of it.
Oh yeah, that's right. We won't have impressions because that's Friday. But one minor piece of news is, I don't know if this is Japan exclusive, but Nintendo did announce that they're teaming up with Fiji Films, I think, for a way for you to take the pictures you take in Pokemon Snap and print them off, which is one of the big features of the original game. I think you could take them to Blockbuster or something, and print them off for the Game Boy camera. So,
oh, I bet they came out great.
I mean, again, this is the 90s. Like, you took, yeah. I think it was just kids having fun with it. But yes, it is not. It's a really, really cool feature, but it's also like you have a built in screenshot feature that I can then import or export to Twitter and just like download and print those off myself if I wanted to. Because it's the same amount of work as like taking it from your Switch and putting it to your phone, bringing that somewhere to print it off.
Yeah, I could just take the screenshot and send it to Walmart if I actually want actual prints.
Yes. And it's also one of those things that's like, super great, still in the middle of a pandemic, so.
Yeah. Do we really need, like, printed out screenshots?
I think it's one of those things where it's like, oh, feature. And it's like, yeah, they loved it 25 years ago. Things have changed.
Sometimes for Nintendo, they don't. Nintendo sometimes stuck in the past a little bit.
So I will grant them this. I mean, I think this is one of their positive. Like, it's a feature to have. It doesn't mean anything, but it's cute for people who were fans of the original. Like, oh, we could do this as well.
So that's next Friday, though.
Yes.
All right. So that's coming up. Have that, and then I think the week after that is Resident Evil, right?
It's Big Tall Girl.
Big Tall Girl.
Tall Girl.
Is that May 4th? I think it's May 4th.
That would make sense, because the next demo is this. The second demo is this weekend, and then the final demo is the following weekend, which is the weekend before the game. So, yes, it is out May 7th. What is that, the Sunday?
It's a Friday.
The Friday.
So,
okay.
So we'll have Pokemon Snap the week after, and then Resident Evil the week after that. So.
And just for people to start preparing, because it snuck up on me this year as well. Mother's Day is in 2 weeks, you know, it is on May 9th this year because it's the second Sunday, and because May starts on a Saturday, it's literally just the next weekend. So. True. That is 2 weekends from now.
Also, Returnal.
Oh, yeah, that is out. Is that out next week? It's
the 30th, yes. So the same day as Pokemon Snap. Yeah.
There were some good previews out of it. A lot of people compared it to Metroid Prime.
All right. I heard Dead Space mixed with Dark Souls. So.
You got Jeff's interest.
Wait, what game?
Returnal on the PS5. I'm going to wait a little bit on that one. I'm not a roguelike fan, though, so.
Completely random. Does anyone find that one Mortal Kombat still where the chick is, like, licking the side to be hot?
No.
Which one? Oh, my God.
She's going to, like, accidentally cut her tongue doing that shit.
The, like, picture, I don't know what character it's supposed to be, but some chick in Mortal Kombat licking a bloody sigh.
She's the one is she, like, in purple?
I don't think it's, I don't know.
Well, I think, what is it, Mayena is the only one who uses the sigh.
Right, that's what I was thinking of.
And I think it's her, but I don't know what his picture is. Oh, is that a picture? I guess it's from the new movie?
Yeah, dude. What are we talking about here?
I don't know. You just came out of that from nowhere. I'm like, I don't know what Jeff is talking about.
I don't know. I've seen it a billion times on Twitter. Like, it's in like half the promotional fucking.
It sounds like you follow some very special account.
It was like from the trailer or something.
Hey, this is really the first time I'm seeing it. But yes, it is. I don't even know. Mayena?
Yeah, the one that wears the mask most of the time because she has a fucked up jaw.
Is she related to crap? What is that guy's name? Baraka?
Again, I don't follow.
Wait. There's a whole wiki.
Of course, there's a wiki. People care about this for God knows what reason.
Mayena is a character. She's a genetic experiment created by Shang Tsung. She's one of the adopted daughters of Outworld Emperor Shao Kahn.
Again, so like we said, these are very smart and intelligent video games. Yeah. I'm excited for the movie. I can't wait to check it out on Saturday.
It's going to be so hot when she licks the blood off that knife.
We will all have impressions of it. Next week,
Jeff can get his hands out of his pants.
can't wait to talk about how Jeff loves watching Mayena lick the side.
Yes.
Jeff, say goodnight.
Good night.